You're listening to Kalamazoo's radio program, number one, with me and whoever is listening right now. Swag, only on Wider FM. I'm not ashamed of what I do here. I'm not ashamed at all. Lately at this time in the program, we've been getting out the real tape player to get out the old crumbling tapes of the Crosley-Bendix commentary from the Universal Media Netweb we used to pick up on satellite approximately 15 years ago or so. Crosley-Bendix, a radio commentator, providing thought, cultural criticisms, propaganda, and other forms of infotainment that were quite ahead of his time. The Universal Media Netweb was associated with Negdoland in some way. I'm not sure exactly how. Let's see if we can get this real thing set up. Let's see if I get that thing up there, and up, not get that thing. And no, get that. The tape and the thing around that thing, and then we, where's the button? We gotta make sure it's turned up here, and here we go. You're listening to Swag on Wider FM.
And now, Crosley-Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of stylistic premonitions for the Universal Media Netweb, with today's Arts Review.
Good hello, everyone. Well, I'm sure you know by now what this week's discussion is about. You've all heard the news by now. The biggest art-related crossover story I've ever confronted in all my years of interpreting aesthetic ambiguities for our relatively unschooled public. And, of course, the impact of this will dent many aspects of life outside the arts, if there are any. I assume you've all gotten the basic story by now, but perhaps I can supplement the headlines with some details you may be unaware of. Let's start at the beginning. 3 days ago, the Optical Institute and Shade Company of Mindanao announced the discovery of a new primary color. Now, for those who never had any interest in colors and never took the time to study a color wheel, perhaps some background should be sketched out here in order to properly frame the subject. A standard color wheel depicts a hierarchical breakdown of all the hues in the universe as we know it. Or rather, as we knew it. A color wheel is divided into what are called primary, secondary, and tertiary colors. Now, up to this point in time, there have been only three primary colors: red, blue, and yellow, the basic building blocks of every rainbow. All other hues are made from combinations of these primaries. The secondary color green is formed from a mix of the primaries blue and yellow, for example. Violet from red and blue, and so on. But now, a fourth, never-before-seen primary color has been discovered. The new color has already been named by its discoverer, Dr. Woyan Squant. With a distinctly questionable view of posterity, he has named the fourth primary color Squant. And that has become the very first controversy to taint this shocking discovery. Several international appeals were immediately filed by some of the world's leading authorities on color, disputing the right of Dr. Squant to name this new color after himself. They pleaded for a different naming procedure, perhaps a radio contest. No. Put down your phones. It turns out the Divine Spectrum Institute in Naples, the world's supreme arbiter in all questions of color, has ruled that since no new primary color has ever been discovered before in all of human history, there was no precedent for naming procedures, and therefore, Dr. Squant was free to establish that precedent. And that, of course, means that any future primary color discoveries will probably bear the name of their discoverers. Now, a little more about the color Squant itself. Now, I must admit, I have not actually seen the color in color myself. So far, there have been only black and white photos of the color in the Mindanao newspapers, which, unfortunately, are not quite up to the standards of USA Today. But, in fact, USA Today is unable to print the color of Squant until a supply of Squant ink is produced. Now, in the gray register, Squant appears to look very much like a light cerulean blue or perhaps a mid-range oxide green, but of course, it isn't. It is reported by those who have seen it that Squant is a very unusual-looking color, but that goes without saying. Like all primary colors, it is extremely difficult to describe in terms of comparison. It's not really anything like red or blue or yellow. No, like its better known two brothers and sister of the primary family, Squant must be visually experienced to be known. Dr. Squant has already carried out an impressive array of mixing tests with Squant and other colors. The results of mixing Squant with the other primaries have already produced what Dr. Squant is calling Squid, Squoo, and Squello. Oh dear, this naming thing is most distressing. However, in a most interesting sidelight, pure Squant has also proven to be the only color, primary or otherwise, to carry its own unique scent with it. The exact physiological mechanism at work here is still a mystery, but Dr. Squant insists that to see it is to smell it. But not necessarily, because strangely enough, the smell of Squant, which Dr. Squant has dubbed Squanty, seems to have an irresistible attraction for anything that is blind, such as ants, earthworms, snails, cavern bats, and submarine life below 10,000 feet. The odor of Squant is apparently also difficult to describe by comparison to known odors because it is a primary odor. However, Dr. Squant suggests that it's not an unpleasant odor and should not hinder a universal acceptance of Squant in any conceivable application, except perhaps in products which require no odor, such as nose plugs, which brings up the Squanty smell of profit. Squant will undoubtedly be in great demand, so it should give the world's economy a sharp kick in the bucket. However, Dr. Squant, in a completely selfless act of altruism, has donated Squant to the whole world for free as a benefit to humanity. Grumbacher, Liquitex, and Dutch Boy, however, have each filed proprietary patents on Squant, but it is as yet unclear whether a primary color can or should be privately owned, and this will probably be working its way through the color courts for years. Each of these companies claims to be the best-equipped entity to mass-distribute Squant concentrate to all other color users in controlled and measured increments, which will minimize the potential outbreak of panic or insanity among isolated segments of the public who still may not be aware of the discovery of Squant. And by the way, I certainly hope this report on Squant can also serve to help alleviate any unnecessary outbreaks of insanity. Just be aware, Squant is coming, folks. It's just reflected light, but be prepared. Dr. Squant suggests that when you first encounter Squant, it helps to squint. Finally, one can only speculate about the far-reaching impact on our whole environment due to the addition of Squant. For example, this will turn all paintings to date into pre-Squant works, making all paintings instant collector's items, so hang on to them. The introduction of Squatch should revolutionize all kinds of eye-oriented areas, such as interior decorating, outer and underwear, bumper stickers, candy, makeup, paint programs, graffiti, stripes, toothpaste, virtually anything in which color plays a major role. Now, this is truly, truly a momentous turning point in the now weary adventure of human perception. There is indeed something new under the sun. We anxiously await our first look at Squat.
Been listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
Thank you very much, John, you old sod. And I'd like to say thank you to everyone that bought our last LP and made us stinking rich so we can earn £12 a week instead of 11.
Stop!